This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Every couple of weeks, we check out interesting structures in and around Chicagoland that make us wonder, what is that building? That's when Reset's architecture guru, Dennis Rodkin, fills us in on all the rich history hidden under concrete foundations. If you're a fan of admiring the city on walks down the lakefront, well, brace yourself. There's a chance Chicago's skyline will look a little different soon. That's because the structure we're diving into today, which is Chicago's ninth tallest building, might be heading to demolition. We're talking about the skyscraper at 311 South Wacker. Dennis Rodkin, Crane Chicago Business residential real estate reporter, is on the line now to tell us more about what led us here and what's in store for the plot. Hey, Dennis, welcome back.
Hi, Sasha. How are you?
Doing good. I miss you. Normally, you're here in studio with me.
I'm sorry to have to do this one by phone. Next time.
Yes. Well, I think most Chicagoans have seen this building from afar, Dennis. But fill us in on the details. How tall is this skyscraper? And how did you learn about this possible demolition in the first place?
It's 65 stories high. Many people refer to it as the White Castle building because it has sort of a castle-like top with a big white light. It's right next to the Willis Tower. It's immediately south of the Willis Tower, which is sort of relevant to how it comes to approach demolition. And the way I learned about it is really the way everybody learned about it. This story went nuts for a while in mid-January because Ryan Ory, who is a veteran commercial real estate reporter, he's at CoStar now, former colleague of mine at Crane's and later at the Chicago Tribune, he reported not only that it's selling at a massive discount, it is under contract to sell for something like one quarter of what it went for in 2014. And not only that, but the buyers he found are considering whether it would be easier to start over on that site, to take down the 65-story building and build new. But we should caveat this like crazy. Ryan said the discussion is happening. People are looking into it. I checked in with him to say, how likely is this? And he said, I think it's unlikely, but they are discussing whether it could be done.
I want to know, though, does this building have like cool architectural quirks inside? Because I haven't been in, and I know that you spent some time in your article talking about the tower's extended lobby, for instance. Like, can you describe that for us?
It's very much a 90s thing. If you think back to a time, this was completed in 1980, and if you think back to when people were wearing suits with big shoulder pads and women had very angular haircuts, very showy, very high style, that's when this building was built, and it looks like it. You walk into the lobby from Wacker, from the west side of the lobby, and you're in this giant soaring space. The stone is all very veined, very articulated. You see a lot of color in the stone. And then there's this barrel vaulted ceiling that stretches about a half block across the top of the lobby. The lobby itself sort of goes down to a subterranean level. It's all glass over that barrel vaulted ceiling. So the light is coming down all the way to that lower level. And then hanging over the lobby, hanging over that lower level from the sidewalk level, is a sculpture called Gem of the Lakes, which is a very muscular man. He's wrestling with what looks like sort of a big band of metal. That's supposed to be the two branches of the Chicago River. And then you see the fan of water hanging beneath him, and that would be where he has tamed the river.
Oh, interesting.
As Chicago tamed the wild Chicago River. It's quite a place, and it is right out of the early 1990s.
So what exactly is 311 South Wacker used for today?
It's mostly offices. It's quite vacant, and that's one of the problems. It turns out that it has actually had a vacancy issue for 35 years. When I read the old articles from just prior to it was opening with more vacancy than was expected. A couple of years later, it was still so vacant that two parcels next to it, which had been intended for additional towers, were sold off. And that's one of the reasons when we get to the demolition, we'll explain how those two sites make it possible. So it's kind of been plagued with vacancy for a very long time. It was built, again, in 1990 when there had been a big building boom of the 1980s.
Yeah.
We are pushing business offices west to the West Loop, along Wacker and beyond, because a lot of people are commuting in from the suburbs on the train stations that are west of the river. So a lot of office movement is happening from like Michigan Avenue and the East Loop to over there. This is a piece of it, but it arrives too late and it never gets full, which is not to say it has never been full in all that time, but again and again and again, it has been plagued with a lot of vacancy.
Well, I mean, the skyscraper is only, what, around 35 or so years old? And it feels very soon, I think, to consider tearing it down.
Well, there is that aphorism in architecture that until a building reaches 50, it's not safe, right? It's very stylish when it opens, falls out of style. Willis Tower did that. A lot of our other now considered historic buildings did that. They start to look faded, dated. And then when they get to 50 years old, you start to think, ooh, this is great. This is an important piece of history. Mid-century modern houses are the same way. They started looking sort of anti-style in the 80s, 90s, 2000s because your mom and grandmom had one of those houses. But then they came back into style when they were about 50 years old. This is 35. If it were to be torn down, and again, Ryan Ori says it's not that likely, but it's being considered. Mm-hmm. But if it were torn down, say, before it's 40, do we turn around when it's 50 and say, oh, man, I really miss that super ornate 1990s office tower?
If you're just tuning in, this is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and you're listening to our regular What's That Building series with Dennis Rodkin, Reset's expert on architecture. And today, Dennis is walking us through potential plans to demolish the 311 South Wacker skyscraper, what would be the tallest building in the world being demolished voluntarily. And Dennis, what I just mentioned, that's a pretty big deal, right? Because again, it's not every day you hear plans to tear down a skyscraper.
No, it's not. And let's talk about the voluntarily part. The reason that piece is in there is that taller buildings were destroyed in 9/11 by terrorism.
Right.
That would be an involuntary tear down. For this to be torn down at 65 stories, I mean, we know it would be an environmental nightmare because an enormous mountain of construction material would probably be consigned to the dump.
Right.
It would be a noise and traffic problem for years while all that was happening. But it could appeal to the developers. All those things aside, the reason the developers are looking at it is the way it was built. So I said that those two parcels were sold off. This is easiest to picture when you're actually at the site. But if you take a city block, the tower is on one side of this block, and then it has the lobby extends toward Wacker Drive, as I described. So if you picture a tall tree with one big surface root on the ground, that's that lobby. And two more trees were going to be built next to the lobby. So it would have been three towers, each 65 stories high, all served by that one big lobby. As it happened, as I said, just 4 years later, they were all to be built in the course of 8 years, was the announcement in the Tribune in 1986. In the course of 8 years, from 1990 to 98, three 65-story towers will open on that site. Mm. Only one ever did. The sites where the other two would have been, which are immediately north of and immediately south of that lobby, they're still in the condition they were in 1990. The one on the north is parkland. Mm-hmm. Feels like the front yard of that office building. And the one on the south is parking. The ownership of those two is the organization that is buying the third, the tower. And so what Ryan Ori has found from his sources is the idea would be that you could build two buildings on those two empty parcels, but it would be easier, he said, to clean it out and start over.
Yeah. It also seems like a demolition of this magnitude would be really expensive. How much would it cost to go through with this?
Hard to estimate because it almost never happens. But he said it would, Ryan Ori said it would probably start at about $10 million.
Ooh.
And that's where it starts to become maybe not the possibility it seems. They're buying it for an estimated $70 million, which again is about one quarter of what it went for in 2014. So you get this city block with a building on it for $70 million. If you spend another approximately $10 million, probably more, to take it down, then you've got $80 million into it before you ever start building. So one of the things that sort of argues against taking it down is you kind of eat away at the bargain you just got by tearing it down.
Mm-hmm. But time for another caveat, Dennis. I want to be clear. Demolition is still only a possibility in this case. So I'm curious, how likely do you think that 311 South Wacker is going to really be torn down?
Well, never say never, right? But I tend to rely on what Ryan believes. I think putting the possibility out there certainly indicates that it's not just somebody, you know, making it up out of the blue. A reporter like him, he's got sources all over commercial real estate. They must really be talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're talking about it in the sense of, well, could we do this? Not, hey, let's do this.
So what might happen instead? What's on the table?
I think what's most likely to happen if it does not get demolished, and let's hope that it doesn't get demolished, because
mm-hmm.
what a black eye that would be.
For sure.
You know, Chicago tears down a 65-story building. But I think probably what you end up doing is you rehab the spaces in the original building. One of their problems is the building was built as sort of a hexagon, so that when the two others were built, the floors in the original would still have their views. If you built something rectangular, their views might get blocked. So you figure out a way to rehab the existing building and build new in a way that doesn't block the views from the existing building. And then, you know, do you build two more that are 65 stories high?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you build them lower. I think all of this is on drawing boards at these developers' offices. They're
yeah.
all trying to figure out, what can we do here? What makes the most sense?
Nice. Well, that's Dennis Rodkin, Crane's Chicago Business residential real estate reporter. Always a pleasure, Dennis. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sasha.